Maryland's Morning News on WBAL and WBAL.com.
7:21 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Brian Eamon, the superintendent of Maryland Schools. Lillian Lowry joins me now here on Maryland's Morning News. Dr. Lowry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to stay a little warm. It was cold yesterday, and I know some school districts did close. Some were delayed. Parents had differing views on that. Some complained about it, that they weren't in school. Some complained that they were in school. I know it's not your decision, but did you think it was too cold for school yesterday?
So I was channeling my days as a district superintendent, and I tell you, no matter what call we make, we cannot make everyone happy. So I just have to respect that the superintendents at the local level made the decisions that they thought were in the best interest of their students. And sometimes, even given the circumstances, better to have the children in school in a structured day. But that was a decision they had to make at the local level.
Very good. I want to ask you about Common Core because it's been such a hot topic, and it's a confusing topic. And I can tell you, I've spoken with parents. I'm a parent myself of two kids who are in the public school system in the state of Maryland,
some teachers.
And they're all... They I don't know if everybody grasps at this time, can grasp what Common Core is. Can you just give... Can you give the Cliff Notes version of what Common Core is right now and how you think it is being implemented throughout schools in the states?
Common Core is a set of standards, a set of research-based standards that really define or identify the skills and knowledge that students should know pre-K through 12 if they're going to graduate from high school, college, and career ready. So, for example, a standard could be a student will be able to write a narrative essay. And that means communication is what we're talking about even with this. They can communicate skills and knowledge in an articulate way. And so if they have to be able to write a narrative essay, that is the standard. That's
right.
The Common Core standard. The framework that we built around that is then what do students have to know to be able to write a narrative essay, sentence construction, they have to know paragraph structure, they have to know tone, voice, all of those things. So it is an agreed upon set of standards of skills and knowledge that students should know and be able to do. As far as implementation across the state, when the state adopted these standards in 2010, we built the framework out collaboratively across the state using teachers and educators from all of our districts. And some districts started in 2011 implementing at various levels. So the implementation has depended on when districts decided to start and how much professional development they've had around
it. All right, the standards are the same throughout the state, but the curriculum is different in every single county, it seems. Or maybe not every single county, but they have the ability to have the different curriculum. I know in Baltimore County, and I've spoken with some teachers in the union for that matter, who have complained because the curriculum not ready and that there is a lot of extra workload on the teachers, and that some are so frustrated, they're just throwing their hands up saying, this isn't working right now.
So there are two sides to the story. The one is local control and making sure that the expert in the field, the teacher in the classroom, has control over how we implement these standards. And so while district leadership is trying to give them that autonomy, to exercise their knowledge, their content knowledge, and they know their students better than anyone else, we're going through this transition period. What we certainly don't want to do, we certainly wouldn't do from the state, and I believe probably that's what's happening in Baltimore County, is go in and prescriptively tell a teacher, you will teach this on Monday, you will teach that on Tuesday. And so this year is a transition year, and that's why we're trying to hold harmless on a lot of pieces of accountability around the implementation of the standards to give teachers and their professional developers time to really figure this out and build their curricula.
Are you worried, though, as the state school superintendent, that some kids are falling between the cracks on this, or that the lesson plan is not in place, and we are possibly failing our kids because this was rushed and we're not ready for it in certain schools, counties?
So rushed started in 2010, and we had educator effectiveness academies in the summers of 2011, 12, and 13. So we've been planning for this implementation year for 3 years. So when people talk about rushed, we need to unpack to see what that means, because certainly from the state level, we have had a three-year plan with districts having a team every year so that they could go back and implement the work. So rushed is relative, and I'm not disparaging it. The second place that we need to be mindful is that we know that we have phenomenal teachers in this state because Maryland is the number one system, and I don't care what anybody says at any other time, we're the number one system in this country. That means we can only be number one because we have amazing educators in our schools working with our kids. I am in classrooms a lot, and I am telling you, I am not concerned about kids falling through the cracks. As a parent, you can probably share what you see from home. I'm in classrooms seeing teachers doing amazing work, children taking risks, and being really creative in their learning.
I'm going to have to rush out of here. I'm sorry. I wish we could talk more, and I hope we can down the road, okay?
Okay. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
I appreciate it. Dr. Lillian Lowry, the head of Maryland Schools here on Maryland's Morning News.